上个星期我们一同在这里查考了马可福音第三章第一到第六节。
Last week we looked at Mark chapter 3 verses 1 to 6.
今天早上我们会继续的来查考马可福音。
This morning we'll continue to examine the Gospel of Mark.
让我们一同来读马可福音第三章第七到第十五节。
Let us read togetherMark 3, verses 7 to 15.
马可福音三章第七节，耶稣和门徒退到海边去，有许多人从加利利跟随他，还有许多人听见他所做的大事，就从犹太、耶路撒冷、以土买、约旦河外，并推罗、西顿的四方来到他那里。他因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他。他治好了许多人，所以凡有灾病的都挤进来要摸他。巫鬼无论何时看见他，就俯伏在他面前喊着说，你是神的儿子。耶稣再三地嘱咐他们不要把他显露出来。耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Verse 7, Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing,They came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, You are the Son of God. And he strictly ordered them not to make him known.And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired. And they came to him, and he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
我们记得马可福音第二章第一节到第三章第六节给我们看见了法利赛人敌对耶稣。
Remember, in Mark 2 verses 1 to chapter 3 verse 6, we see the opposition of the Pharisees toward Jesus.
起初，法利赛人只是在心里面对耶稣感到不满。
In the beginning, the Pharisees were only opposing him from the heart, inside their heart.
我们看第二章第六到第七节，这里说有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说。这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了。除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
We see this internal rebellion in Mark 2, verse 6. Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak like this? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God alone?
所以他们起初是在心里议论。
So in the beginning, they were only challenging him in the heart.
可是后来在马可福音二章十六节那里开始就告诉我们，这些法利赛人将这个敌对带到了另一个阶段，就是针对这耶稣基督的使徒的门徒。
Now, in Mark 2:16, we see that the rebellion of Pharisees moved to a different level, different degree. They started to outwardly challenging him.
他们是在针对耶稣基督的门徒。
He is challenging his disciples.
在二章十六节，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说：“他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？”
Mark 2:16, and the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
还有马可福音二章十八节，当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食， 他们来问耶稣说：约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢？
Also in Mark 2, verse 18, Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came to him, said to him, Why do John's disciples and the disciples of Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?
还有马可福音第二章二十四节，法利赛人对耶稣说：看哪，他们是指门徒。你的门徒在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？
Also in Mark 2:24, And the Pharisees were saying to him, Look, why are you doing that which is unlawful on the Sabbath?
这边法利赛人所指的他们是在讲门徒，耶稣的门徒。
And this here, them, is referring to the disciple of Jesus.
所以他们起初是在心里面针对耶稣，然后现在他们针对耶稣的门徒。
In the beginning, they were challenging Jesus in the heart, questioning Jesus in the heart, but now they're questioning Jesus' disciples.
这一些的针对、敌对、不满，来到了上个星期我们所看的经文，到了一个高潮。这一个经文就告诉我们，现在法利赛人要直接的控告耶稣，而且当他们失败了之后，他们想要杀害耶稣。
And this unhappiness, this challenging of Jesus, culminated later on in last week when we talked about how they outwardly tried to kill him. They were not happy that he healed the man with the withered hand.So they went out to try to destroy him.
马可福音三章二节那里告诉我们，耶稣在会堂里的时候，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
Mark 3:2 it says they were watching, more like spying on Jesus, to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
当他们想要控告耶稣失败过后。他们就想要杀害他，因为第三章六节告诉我们，法利赛人出去同西律一党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。
When they failed to challenge Jesus, they went outside, to plot against him. Mark 3:16 says the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
所以就是在这种场合，我们来到了马可福音第三章第七节。
So under this circumstance, we come to Mark 3, verse 7.
耶稣和门徒退到海边去。
It says Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea.
为什么耶稣和门徒退到海边去呢？好像是在后退一样。这里用的词是说退到海边去，因为。耶稣知道人的心，他知道法利赛人想要杀害他，所以他就与门徒退到海边，那里是一个公开的场所，法利赛人就不能够对他做些什么。
Why does Jesus withdraw with his disciples? This word withdraw refers to retreating. Why is he retreating instead of advancing? The reason is because the Pharisees were trying to kill him.So they want to go to the sea. It's a public place. It's harder for them to conspire to kill him in that place.
这段经文也告诉我们，当耶稣和门徒在海边的时候，有许多人来跟随他。
And verse 8 tells us that a great crowd coming from different regions to follow him.
所以我们就来到今天信息的第一点，耶稣被众人拥挤。
So we come to today's sermon's first point, the multitude crowded around Jesus.
众人来到寻找耶稣，为的是要得疾病的医治。
The crowd came to Jesus because they want to be healed of their sickness.
因为第九跟第十节那里告诉我们，他们听见了他所做的一切。第十节说他治好了许多人，所以凡有灾病的都来要摸他。
It says verse 9, verse 10, he had healed many so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him.
第九跟第十节给我们一个非常生动的画面。
Verses 9 to 10 gives us a very vivid picture, a lively picture.
这里告诉我们这一大组人，这一大群人是一个非常的混乱的一组人。他们来到是你推我挤的，都要挤到前面去，为的是要摸耶稣。
Here we have a scene, a chaotic scene. The crowd was pushing, shoving. All the purpose was trying to get in front of Jesus so they can be healed.
可能从他们所听见耶稣如何的治病的时候，他们觉得只要摸一摸耶稣，他们的病就能够得医治。
Perhaps they heard that if they want to be healed, they just need to touch Jesus. So they were pushing, shoving to touch Jesus.
马可告诉我们，当时的场面非常的混乱，因为第十节的下半段说，这些人挤进来，他们都在挤进到前面来，为的只是要摸耶稣。你可以想象一大组人都是为了要摸这一个人吗？
And Mark describes a very, very chaotic, noisy scene. Can you just imagine this huge crowd from all over the place, and they all want to touch him and crushing him?
所以他们为的只是要得医治，对他们来说，无论如何要得到医治，无论他们是多么的冒犯，他们也不管。
The main purpose was to be healed, so they don't care what they do. They just want to be healed, no matter how they are disrespectful or breaking any etiquette.
这里甚至有一个危险，会发生一个踩踏事件的危险。
And this here, there's a danger here. It's very dangerous for this danger can happen.
会有一个踩踏事件，一个 stampede
yeah,
可能会发生。
Because it's so chaotic, there could be a stampede.
我们怎么知道有可能会发生这种事呢？因为耶稣基督告诉门徒要预备好一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他。第九节。
A stampede could very well happen because we know from the text Jesus told the disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd was they could crush him.
在第中文这里说免得众人拥挤他，其实这里的翻译不是很准确，英文里就翻译得很准确，他担心众人将他给压死了。
The English translation is very good. It tells us that he's afraid that the crowd will kill him, stampede him. That's why he had a boat ready.
这个是为着如果这些众人他们失去了控制的话，耶稣基督可以退到船上去逃生。
Now, just in case the crowd lose control, he can escape to the boat and be safe.
我们可能会问，为什么这一班人那么的那么的没有控制的都要挤进前来呢？
How come the crowd is so chaotic? They don't have any self-control.
他们可能会担心说耶稣基督可能会到了一个阶段失去了他医治的能力，所以要在他失去这个法力之前赶快的动他一下得到医治，或者是如果要慢慢的排队，可能排到天晚热弱的时候他们没有时间了，又要等到明天再回来，他们等不及。
They're crawling, perhaps they were thinking they have to get to Jesus before his power runs out. He's healing so many people, when it's their turn, his power may be gone and they cannot be healed. Or perhaps they're afraid that if they wait too longToward the end of the day, they will lose their chance.
所以他们争先恐后的来到面前，你推我挤的，为的就是要得医治。所以在这里我们看见了一个踩踏事件的真实性是很可能发生的。
So they were desperate. They were desperate to push and shove each other to get to Jesus. So stampede is a very good possibility.
最近在沙特阿拉伯麦加就发生了踩踏事件，当时有许许多多成千上万的回教徒来到麦加，为的是要进行他们的宗教仪式，当时就发生了踩踏事件，踏死了超过2000人。
We know recently on news that there was a stampede in Mecca. When the Muslim went to Mecca to do their annual ritual, their pilgrimage, A stampede happened, and more than 2,000 people were killed in the stampede.
那些来到麦加行他们宗教仪式的人根本就不担心其他人的安危，他们为的只是要达到自己的目的。
Those Muslims did not care about other people's safety. They only care about performing the ritual and obtaining the objective of forgiveness of sins.
所以当时在麦加所发生的这件事情就很像现在马可福音里所记载的，这些人你推我挤的，他们不管其他人，不管耶稣是否会被压死，他们只是要自己得到医治，他们是为了自己的利益来到找耶稣的。
So this modern example is very much like what we see in Mark. The crowd, they did not care about other people. They did not care about Jesus, whether they will crush each other to death. They just want to get what they want and when they want it.
我们要是想想为什么耶稣需要告诉门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人压死他。
We must understand why Jesus commanded the disciples to get a boat ready lest they crush him.
我们知道如果耶稣基督要的话，他有能力穿过这些人自己逃跑。
We know that if Jesus want to escape, he can just go through, pass through the crowd without any of them touching them.
因为在约翰福音第八章五十九节，耶稣基督在殿里跟那些人讲话的时候，讲了他们不爱听的话，于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿去了。
We see that in John 8, when the Jews did not like what Jesus was saying, they tried to kill him. In John 8:59, it says, so they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
在另外一个事件，约翰福音十章三十九节，耶稣又在众人当中，他们当时又要拿他，就是说要抓他的意思，他却逃出他们的手走了。
In another place, we see that Jesus again was offending the Jews, so they tried to arrest him.But he escaped from their hands.
所以这两段经文告诉我们，耶稣基督能够在众人挤挤的情况下穿过他们逃走了。
So these passages tells us that if Jesus, if he wants, he can escape the crowd in the midst if he wants to.
还有在哥西马尼园，当罗马兵丁来到捉拿耶稣的时候，他只需要讲一句话，那些罗马士兵全部都倒在地上。
And remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus just needed to speak a word, and the Roman soldiers all fell down.
约翰福音十八章六节，耶稣一说“我就是”，他们就退后倒在地上。
John 18:6, when Jesus said to them, "I am He," they drew back and fell to the ground.
所以我们回到海边这里的情景，这里一大堆人来到，你推我挤。差点要把耶稣基督给压死了，他可以穿过他们逃走，或者可以将他们全部给击倒。
Now let's go back to Mark 3. Now imagine we're at the sea, and all this great crowd is pushing and shoving against him. Now Jesus here can either go through them, get away, escape, or he can just speak a word and have all of them fall down.
可是耶稣却没有这么做。他叫门徒预备一只小船伺候着，让他能够跳到船上去，因为他虽然能够这么做，他却因着要怜悯这些人，他留在那里医治他们的疾病。
Now Jesus did not do that. Instead, he told the disciples to get a boat ready just in case there's a stampede. Why did he do this? Because of compassion. He wanted to stay there. He did not want to leave. He wanted to stay there to heal them.
虽然这些人来到找耶稣基督毫无一种认罪悔改的心，他们根本就不想要真正的跟从耶稣，他们只是为了要自己得医治，为了自己的利益，所以你推我挤，可是耶稣却怜悯他们，医治他们。
Even though these people, when they were approaching Jesus, it was not out of a heart of repentant heart. It was not out of a heart to worship him. They just wanted to get healing. It was out of self-interest. Even though they were selfish, Jesus had compassion and healed them.
可是因为耶稣死或者离世的时候未到, 所以他不会让他们压死他, 他就预备了一只小船, 为的是要逃生。
He also prepared the boat because it was not his time to die on the cross yet. So he wanted to escape just in case there's a stampede.
就好像当时的众人一样, 今天有许多的人来到耶稣面前, 为了种种的理由。
It's just like today, many people go to Jesus for many different reasons.
他们要的不是真正的跟从耶稣, 他们要的是达到自己自私的利益。
The reason to go to Jesus is not because they want to follow Jesus. It's because they want to get something from Jesus.
他们不愿意听耶稣说到认罪悔改, 或者耶稣基督是主, 或者是行神的旨意, 遵从圣经的教导等等的, 这些他们都不要听。
They do not want to hear about Jesus' lordship. They do not hear about sin. They do not want to hear about obeying God's will, obeying the Bible. They just
穷人来到耶稣面前, 他们要钱。
Poor people come to Jesus because they want money.
他们要发财。
They want to become rich.
有钱的人来到耶稣面前, 他们要更多的钱, 因为他们要发大财。
Rich people come to Jesus because they want more money. They want to become filthy rich.
患病的人要得医治。
People who are sick want to be healed.
家长要孩子有好成绩, 或者进名校。
Parents want their children to have good grades and go into good schools.
或者有些人的婚姻出了问题, 或者丢了工作, 等等等等的。 他们来到耶稣的面前, 就是要耶稣达到他们的利益, 而不是跟从耶稣。
Some people come to Jesus because their marriage is broken or they have lost their job. The list goes on and on. But whatever the reason, it's not for following Jesus. It's just trying to get what they want.
你今天来到耶稣的面前是为了什么原因呢? 是不是像当时的众人一样, 为的只是自己的利益, 而不是要跟从耶稣?
So today, what is your reason for coming to Christ? Is it because of your selfish desires?
如果你来到神的面前是为了自己的利益, 这样的话, 你跟这些众人 差点压死耶稣的众人没有两样。
If you are here to seek out your self-interest, then you are no different from the crowd that are trying to crush him.
我们现在来到第二组人。
Here we come to the second group of people.
在第11还有第12节, 这里说, 乌鬼无论何时看见他, 就俯伏在他面前, 喊着说, 你是神的儿子。 耶稣再三地嘱咐他们,
Verses 11 to 12. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, You are the Son of God. And he strictly ordered them not to make him known.
所以我们在这里看到第二组人, 这一组人是被乌鬼附身的。
Here we see our second group. And this group is possessed by demons.
所以我们就来到今天信息的第二点, 耶稣使鬼魔战惊。
This is the sermon's second point. The demons cower before Jesus.
这一节非常的简单, 我们不需要多讲。
This is a very simple passage, so we will not further elaborate.
可是简单的来说, 我们看得见这里这些鬼魔来到耶稣面前, 他们有一种非常 不良好的恐惧。
Here, simply to say that when the evil spirits came before Jesus, they had an unhealthy sense of fear.
这一种恐惧没有给他们带来认罪悔改的心。
This kind of fear did not lead them to repentance.
雅各书2章19节告诉我们, 你信神只有一位, 你信得不错, 鬼魔也信, 却是战惊。
James 2:19 says, You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
我曾经这么说过，我要再次的说，你信神，你信耶稣是神，不代表你就立刻能够上天堂。
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Just because you believe that Jesus is God does not mean that you will go to heaven.
因为鬼魔、巫鬼他们也信，而且他们信的比你更真。
Because the demons also believe, and they believe even better, they know it better than you do.
他们比当时的众人更加的清楚耶稣是谁。
They are much more clear about who Jesus is. They know much more than the crowd.
那时的众人来到耶稣的面前，为的只是要得医治，鬼魔却俯伏在他的面前说：“你是神的儿子。”
The crowds went to Jesus to get healing, but the unclean spirits, they actually fell down and acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God.
不过他们却是不得救的。
But they are not saved.
耶稣甚至不允许他们显现耶稣是谁。
Even more, Jesus strictly ordered them not to make him known.
为什么耶稣不需要这些鬼魔的见证呢？
Why does Jesus not want their testimony?
因为耶稣是神的儿子，他的教导是有权柄的，而且他有行神迹来证明他的教导，所以他根本就不需要这些鬼魔的见证。
Jesus is the Son of God. He preached authoritatively, and his miracles authenticate his preaching, so he does not need these demons to authenticate him.
如果耶稣需要这些鬼魔来给他做见证的话，可能当时的人会讲他与鬼魔同流合污，蛇鼠一窝。
If Jesus used these demons to testify his deity, the crowd may be confused. They may be thinking that he is with one with the unclean spirits.
所以我们看了两组人，第一组人就是众人来到这里差点将耶稣基督给压死了。第二组人就是这些害怕战惊的鬼魔。
So here we see two groups. The first group is the crowd that comes to Jesus that are crushing him. The second group is the unclean spirits who come with trembling and fear.
我们就看到这里有第三组人。这第三组人就是耶稣所立的使徒。耶稣立使徒传道。
But there's another group, the third group, and that is the apostles chosen by Jesus.
第十三节，耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Verse 13, and he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him.And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
这一段经文告诉我们，耶稣基督叫来了他的门徒，然后特地选了、拣选了或者设立了十二个人，这十二个人就是十二使徒。
In this passage, we see that Jesus called the 12and elected them, chosen him to proclaim the gospel.
我们看这段经文的时候，能够看见了几件事情。
When we look at this passage, we see a few things here.
首先是耶稣拣选使徒的。
First is Jesus who chose the disciples.
约翰福音十五章十六节，耶稣基督告诉他的使徒，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
John 15:16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you shall go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall abide."
第二，我们看见第十四节这里，耶稣告诉，马可告诉我们，耶稣选了他们之后，要他们常和自己同在。
And secondly, we see that.He chose them so that they might be with him.
这一些就是真正跟从耶稣的人，他们撇下了一切来跟从耶稣。
These are the true followers of Jesus Christ. They left everything to follow him.
他 他们不像众人一样来到只是为了自己的利益，也不像鬼魔一样只是战惊。这一些使徒是耶稣自己所选的，他们撇下一切真正的跟从耶稣。
They are not like the crowd who went to Jesus for self-interest, for their own benefits. And they are not like the demons who just cower before Jesus, but they left everything to follow Jesus.
第三，我们看见了耶稣设立这十二个人，首先是他拣选的，第二，他选他们要常和自己同在，也就是要训练他们的意思。第三，他要差他们去传道。
And third, we see that the apostles were chosen for a purpose. They were chosen, this year is for training purpose. Jesus wants to train them so that they may go out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
在希腊文里面，我们所得到这个使徒的希腊文就是 apostolos。这个 apostolos 的意思就是信差或者大使的意思。
In the Greek, the word apostles is translating the Greek word apostolos, and this means messenger or envoy.
所以使徒就是信差或者是代表耶稣基督去传一个信息的人，他们是代表人，他们不是有什么特别的。
So the apostle means they are representative of Jesus to tell his message, the envoys, like ambassadors. There's nothing special about them, they're just messengers.
耶稣赐给使徒有这个赶鬼的权柄，为的是要证明他们所传的信息是真实的。
And Jesus gave the disciples the authority to cast out demons. The purpose is so that this power will authenticate the message.
使徒是信差，他们是传信息的，信息是由主人给他们的，不是自己的信息。
The disciples are messengers. They're not the originator of the word. The originator of the message is the master who sent these disciples out.
他们没有权利传自己的信息，他们所传的一定是要主人赐给他们的。
They have no authority to tell a different message. They must communicate the message of the Lord, the Master.
这些耶稣所拣选的使徒就忠心地传这个信息，这个信息就是福音的信息，就是圣经的信息。
And these disciples whom Jesus chose faithfully communicated this message, and this message is the gospel.
这一个信息也就是今天我们手里面拿着圣经里面所记载的每一句话。
And this message is a message that the disciples have given to us in the word of God, the Bible.
让我们看使徒约翰对他所讲的信息有什么话说。
Let's see what the apostles think of their message.
使徒约翰在约翰一书这里说，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们。
Here the apostle John says in 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you.
所以这个就是他所看见所听见的，他就将这个信息忠心的传给我们。
This message is what he saw and what he seen, so he faithfully related this message to others.
彼得后书，使徒彼得告诉我们，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
And Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter, and I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things.
使徒彼得如何尽心竭力让我们能够纪念这些事呢？
And how did apostles make every effort so that we can recall these things?
你们知道答案吗？
Do you know the answer?
他们写了下来，就是我们今天的信息。
They wrote it down, and this is our message today.
也就是圣经里面所记载的，这个就是彼得与其他的使徒所做的，他们尽心竭力让我们能够在他们死后能够纪念他们所教导的，他们就写了下来，成了圣经交在我们的手上。
This is the Apostle Peter writing the Bible down for us, and the other apostles writing the Bible down for us, so that when they are gone, we can go to the Bible and recall these things.
这些使徒所教导的这个信息，就是耶稣基督所赐给他们的，就是我们信仰的根基。
And the message that the apostles preach is the message that Jesus wanted them to communicate. And this message is the foundation of our faith.
以弗所书二章十九、二十节告诉我们，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与众圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Ephesians 2:19 tells us, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
以弗所书二章二十节告诉我们，我们是被建造在使徒的根基上。
Ephesians 2:20 tells us that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles.
不过他们没有教导自己的信息，因为基督耶稣是房角石。
But they did not teach their own message because Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
所以他们所教导的信息是耶稣基督传给教他们，而且差他们去传的。
The message that they taught is the message that Jesus commanded them to teach and to spread.
上个星期三，城市丰收教会的领导人被判滥用教会的资金罪名成立。
Last Wednesday, we know that the leader of City Harvest was convicted of misusing the church's money.
通过整个审讯的过程，这一些人不断地强调自己是无辜的。
And throughout the entire trial, they maintained that they were innocent.
因为他们相信神赐给了他们一个意象，让他们要用属世的流行音乐来传福音。
Because they believe that God gave them a vision to reach the world with the gospel through secular pop music.
可是这个不是我说的，是圣经说的。他们是有这样的自称，有这样的意象是错误的。
But this vision is wrong. I'm not saying this. It's the Bible that's saying it.
我们能够这么说，因为使徒在圣经里面教导基督徒应当如何的传福音。
Because we know the Bible tells us how Christians are to spread the gospel.
保罗写信给提摩太，告诉他，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
2 Peter 4:1 tells us, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
所以提摩太不需要从神那里得到什么特别的意象或者特别的启示，他所需要的是保罗给他的命令，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So Timothy did not need a special revelation or vision from God. He knows what he had to do, and that is to preach the word in the Bible.
我们怎么知道保罗要提摩太所传的是什么道呢？
How do we know the message that Paul wants Timothy to preach?
就是圣经。
And that is the Bible.
哥林多前书第一章，请你们翻你的圣经到哥林多前书第一章。
Please turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20.
这里保罗告诉了我们他所传的信息，他所要提摩太传的信息是什么。
Here Paul tells us the message that he wants us to communicate. And it's a message that he wants Timothy to communicate.
哥林多前书第一章第二十节到第二十四节。
1 Corinthians 1:20 to 24。
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作 愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希腊人，耶稣基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
简单的来说，保罗在这里是说，我们千万不要用这个世界以为正确的方式来传福音，我们不要用这个世界的智慧来传福音，我们不需要用这个流行音乐等等的这些来传福音，我们只需要传福音，就是耶稣基督被钉十字架的这一个信息就足够了。
Here Paul tells us that we are not to use secular worldly wisdom to communicate the message of the gospel. We just have to be faithful to tell people about the crucifixion of Christ. And we don't need to depend on worldly wisdom to do that.
如果我们是要用这个世界的方式，如同流行音乐等等的，这些虽然是很有诚意，可是是违反圣经的，是不蒙神喜悦的。
If we use pop music or other secular methods to communicate God's word, we may have success, but this kind of success is not pleasing to God. God is not happy about it.
所以保罗跟提摩太说，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So this is why Paul commands Timothy, preach the word in season or out of season.
保罗对圣经的看法是什么呢？
What is Paul's view of the Bible.
保罗后来写给提摩太，在提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof,For correction and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
所以对使徒保罗来说，他所需要的只是神的话，就是圣经，他不需要神给他有什么特别的意象或者是启示。
So according to Paul, he only needs the word of God, that is the Bible. He does not need a special vision from God.
我们再来看另外一个使徒，就是彼得，他对圣经的话有什么说？
Let's see another apostle, Apostle Peter. What does he think of the Bible?
我们翻到彼得后书第一章。
Turn your Bible to 2 Peter 1, verse 19.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章，彼得在第十九节这里这么说。
Second Peter 1 verse 19。
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first of allThat no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
彼得在这里非常清楚的是在指圣经，而不是一些什么特别的启示还是异象。
It's very clear that Peter is referring to the Bible, not some special revelation or vision.
因为在第二十节他说经上所有的预言，而且这一些都是被圣灵感动说出神的话来，是圣经所记载的，不是有什么特别的异象。
And he said that all scripture here is from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.It's not some kind of vision, special revelation.
而且彼得就是使徒彼得，他也将保罗所写的书信看为是与圣经相提并论的。
And even Peter refers to the word of Paul as being scripture.
我们还在彼得后书来到第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们看彼得后书第三章第十五还有十六节
Verses 15-16
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照这所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand,which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures.
所以在这里，彼得讲保罗所写的书信是跟其他的经书一样，有些人强解保罗的书信，强解其他的经书。彼得将保罗所写的书信当作也是神的话。
Here, Peter makes.Paul's writing as scripture, and just like other scriptures, the unstable and the ignorant twist them and for their own destruction.
所以我们今天看了那么多这个经文，为的是什么呢？
So what are we looking at so many? What today? Why did we look at so many passage?
我是要告诉你们，这一本圣经就是神要我们认识的圣经。
Because I want you to know that.This Bible is the Bible that God wants us to know.
我们今天的经文是马可福音七章第三章第七到第十五节。
Our passage today is Mark 3, verse 7 to 15.
在马可福音三章十三到十五节，告诉我们耶稣基督他设立了这十二个使徒传他的道。
In verse 13, it says that Jesus chosen.The 12 disciples to preach his gospel, his word.
这一些耶稣基督所设立的使徒就忠心的传这个道，也忠心的写了下来给我们。
And these disciples whom Christ appointed, they faithfully preached the word and they faithfully wrote it down in the Bible.
所以我们必须要顺服在使徒的教训底下。顺服在使徒的教训底下，就是顺服圣经，也就是顺服耶稣。
So we must obey the apostles' teaching. To obey the apostles' teaching is to obey the Bible. To obey the Bible is to obey our Lord Jesus Christ.
顺服在圣经或者使徒的教训底下，不是一些难捉摸的这个概念，也不是一个奥秘，也不是一种非常抽象的思想。
And to obey the Bible.It's not an abstract concept. It's not a mystery. It's not hard to understand.
我们顺服圣经就是顺服神的话。
When we obey the Bible, we obey God's word.
我们要怎样才能够顺服圣经呢？
How do we obey the Bible?
我们必须要非常小心的来查考圣经，而且我们必须要听这个忠心传讲圣经的这种讲传道。
We must study it carefully and listen faithfully to the preaching of the Bible.
以弗所书四章十一、十二节告诉我们，神所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Ephesians 4:11, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
今天我们已经没有使徒。没有像保罗写信的时候，保罗自己是使徒。不过今天使徒都已经不在了。
Today we do not have apostles. Unlike when Paul wrote this, he was an apostle. But today we do not have any more apostles.
不过神赐给教会有牧师。
But God has given the church shepherds.
牧师如果忠心地传讲圣经的话，就是使徒的教训，他们就会将神的话传给我们。
And pastors, if they faithfully communicate God's truth, then they are God's pastors, shepherds.
使徒保罗给我们一个榜样，他是如何的传神的话呢？
And Apostle Paul is our model of how to faithfully communicate God's truth.
在使徒行传20:26，保罗说：所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Acts 20:26, he says, Therefore I testify to you that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
保罗将神的话传的全备，一一都传了，他没有左挑右选的来传。
The Apostle Paul completely gave us the whole counsel of the Bible.He did not pick here, choose here. He completely gave the whole counsel of God to his people.
他不像今天某些巨型教会的传道人一样，左挑右选的，只传那些人爱听的。
He's not like the people in mega churches. They only pick what they want. They pick here, they pick there, only things that they like.
他们只是传神的恩典，还有好消息、健康、财富等等的，这些都是人爱听的话。
They only preach about grace, about good news, about health, about healing, only things that people like.
讲罪还有神的审判，这些都是没有爱心。
Preaching about sin, about God's judgment, they do not do that.
他们说这样讲的话是没有爱心。
They will say that if you preach about sin and judgment, that's not loving.
讲神的愤怒，这样不对的，你要讲神是充满恩典，充满慈爱。
And if you talk about God's anger, that's not right. You have to talk about God's full of love and grace.
讲地狱，没有人爱听。
If they preach about the hell, then nobody would like to listen to that.
可是使徒保罗对这一些人所讲的有非常尖酸的话告诉他们。
But Paul strictly charged these people how to preach.
保罗对这些左挑右选的人所讲的这些话，他有非常严格的这个警告。
Paul warns these preachers who only like to preach.Things that people like.
提摩太后书4:3，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且焉耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
2 Timothy 4:3, For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears.They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from the listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
所以你看见了吗？世人无论是以前还是现在或者是将来，他们只爱听一些好听的话，忠言逆耳。
You see, people of the world has never changed. They always want to hear the good stuff.But they do not like to hear bad news.
不过对于保罗来说，只要传神的话，无论是人爱听不爱听都没关系，只要传神的话就足够了。
But to Paul, it doesn't matter if the words that you preach that people like or dislike, as long as you preach God's word, that is sufficient.
神选择了通过圣经里的话，圣经里的耶稣来向我们显现自己。
God has chosen to reveal himself through the pages of the scripture.
如果我们要做忠心的信差，我们不能够左挑右选，跳来跳去。
If we want to be faithful messengers, we cannot pick here, choose here, and jump around the Bible.
所以我们的教会注重在释经讲道。
So that's why our church emphasizes on expository preaching.
也就是逐章逐节的讲解圣经，让神的选民能够明白神的旨意。
We preach the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, so that people understand God's words, the meaning of God's word.
所以你是属于哪一组人呢？
So which group do you belong to?
你是属于拥挤甚至会压死耶稣的众人吗？
Are you one of the multitudes that crowd around Jesus and even try to crush him?
这些人只是为了自己的利益来到耶稣的面前。
These people went to Jesus only for self-interest.
或者你是属于与鬼魔一样的一组人，来到神的面前只是战惊恐惧而不认罪悔改。
Or do you belong to the second group, a group that the demons that are fearful of Jesus, but they will not repent of their sins?
今天没有使徒，所以我们不可能是耶稣所立来传道的使徒。
There are no apostles today, so we cannot be any apostles chosen by Jesus.
不过我们能够成为第三组人，就是通过我们顺服在使徒的教训底下。
But we can belong to this third group if we faithfully obey the apostles' teaching.
你的反应是什么？
What is your response?
让我们做个结束的祷告。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love by sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins and also to preach the gospel, to preach true life, eternal life. Father, we are so sad that so many people go to you with self-interest. So many people are fearful of you and do not come to you. Lord, we pray that you will open their hearts to see your greatness, to see your great salvation in Jesus and the amazing, amazing new world that you will give to believers that is prophesied over and over again in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Lord, we pray that these people repent and to believe in Jesus and to obey the apostles' teaching. We also pray that you will give us more love, continue to help us to repent of our sins so that we will be more conformed by your truth, by the apostles' teaching, so that we will glorify you. This is all out of our love for you, our thankfulness to you, not because we're trying to earn our salvation. Thank you, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.